Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
I try to do what I can as far as staying healthy. And a lot of things like spin. I like spin class. Uh-huh. I mean, I work out a bunch, but I'm always excited for spin class because you get to sit down half the class. Even though you're pushing hard, it's still, sitting down.
Mentally, yeah. You're sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's a lot easier to sit. So now researchers are saying that meditating can help the brain age slower and fight off Alzheimer's. That people who meditate were 7 years younger on average mentally and physically. They were 7 years younger than what they were. So you're 47. You'd have the mentality or the brain activity and the health of a 40-year-old. And to think about just meditating, it's just sitting there. Have you ever tried to meditate, though?
No.
It is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And I'm somebody, I like yoga. Uh-huh. I really like yoga. I can tell a difference in my flexibility, in my calmness when I'm doing yoga more. But to meditate, it is absolutely, it's torture to me because you're supposed to sit there, which... I don't sleep in the quiet. I have a fan that I use. I have a sound machine app that I use. I don't like pure quiet because to me it's really loud. I know it doesn't make sense, but when you're sitting there and it's absolutely quiet, I feel like I can hear every little thing I'm thinking, every little thing that's happening. See, I can't take it.
See, and the only place that I could really do that is the fact that just the hours that we work, like normally when, you know, my daughter is at school, wife's at work, so I can go home and it's quiet, you would think. But then, like, you sit there nice and quiet, and then all of a sudden all you can hear is this, with the dogs panting. Or if they're not panting, they're barking at something.
Yeah,
or the cat's meowing and stuff. Like, you just can't win.
You're supposed to be able to tune all that out, and you start... And I've Googled, because I Google everything. Mm-hmm. I Googled how to meditate. This was part of this, because it's supposed to be really good for you. And it says, start 2 minutes at a time. So I set my timer for 2 minutes. And that's what I sit in my apartment. Yeah. I just feel like I can hear every little thing. And so and I don't know what you call them. There's these pods, and there's a place in Philly that does it, Pennsylvania that does it. These pods that you sit in, and it's this water pod, and they're like flotation. God, I can't think of what they're called. 424-1234 if you know what they're called. Uh-huh. There's an actual name for them. Okay. But you sit in this weightless, you know, this water that's the same temperature as your body temperature.
Okay.
And you sit there for an hour. The only thing that sticks out is your head. Everything else is in this pod, in this water. And they slowly cut out all the lights, and they slowly dim like down all the music. And you just sit in there for an hour. It's supposed to be equal to like being able to meditate for years. It gives you the same kind of health benefit that as if you've been doing it for a year. But do you think you would sit there for an hour?
No, I couldn't.
Even if they just slowly, I would fall asleep. I would either fall asleep or I would go crazy.
And the thing is, it's just funny because you were sitting there saying, oh, try with this 2 minutes. And I can imagine you sitting there going, look, just glancing over.
Okay.
20 seconds is that's all that's gone. But you know what I mean? And even though it wouldn't be classed as meditating at all, I like the fact that it's just... Like going down to the beach and just finding a quiet spot there and just sitting there with no music on, watching the ocean and stuff. I find that very calming.
And do you know what, though? That's the same. That's why I use my sound machine app, because it's actually very loud at the beach. It's why you can be on a crowded beach and not hear people's conversations,
because so much
the ocean, the ocean is so loud in its own, the sound of the water. So that's good. Maybe meditate on the beach where you still have a little bit of background noise.
Maybe.
That's not lawnmowers and...
Yeah, just that whole... There's something about, and we're very fortunate where we are. We're that close to the beach, I think. And it's just one of those getaway places. Like we did the AI DuPont prom on Saturday. I went down to see our friends down there at Carlton's, where I got my tux from. And I went down on the beach while I was down there, just because I know it's there. So there's a quick little excuse. And just sitting down, I just went and sat down there for about 10, 15 minutes. But it, like walking off of there, I'm kind of like, just makes you feel better.
It does. So there you go. You can try meditating to be 7 years younger.